Jekka News, you need to know now.
Die week skop af mooi weer en koel tot warm in die lae veld. Dit gaan gedeeltelik bewolk raak in die weste en oor die sentrale dele van Limpopo. Pretoria vandag op na 22, Johannesburg, Polokwane en Rustenburg 21, Mbombela 25 en Emalahleni 19 grade.
Swaar verkeer in Centurion op die N1 suid voor Botelaan as gevolg van die ongeluk daar.
City Power skop vandag 'n proses af om elektrisiteitsmeters te audit in verskeie dele van Johannesburg. Die veldtog begin in die Randburg diensleweringsentrum se voorsieningsgebied en duur tot 18 Augustus. Kliënte met meters wat foutief of aangepeter is, kan afsluiting en boetes van meer as R14,000 vir enkelfase en R30,000 vir driefase verbindings verwag. Inwoners word versoek om tegniese dokumente na te gaan. En die nasionale kreer Wildtuin skryf vir reg vir die tweede vergadering van die G20 omgewings- en klimaatvolhoubaarheidswerkgroep wat vandag in die Wildtuin afskop. Meer as 250 afgevaardigdes van G20 lande sal biodiversiteit, klimaatsverandering, afval en oseaan kwessies bespreek. Die Renoster Renaissance veldtog sal bekendgestel word waar tydens Renoster onthoring sal word en 'n boomplantseremonie gaan ook gehou word. Dis ter bevordering van Suid-Afrika se doelwit om 10 miljoen bome onder die nasionale vergroeningsprogram te plant. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nie so nege.
That is brilliant. That is so, so cool. Have a great, how long are they here for?
A week in the Kruger.
Have a great week, everybody.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, all morning, there's been plenty of rugby. The British and Irish Lions have added Ireland prop Tom Clarkson to their squad as cover for Saturday's first test against Australia in Brisbane. They've also called up a trio of Scotland players for next week's tour match. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus says he's pleased with his team's progress so far this season ahead of Saturday's match against Georgia in Mbombela this coming Saturday. They wrapped up the first two test series with a 45-0 win over Italy in Quebec. And Erasmus is set to give a few more rookies a run in Mbombela, among them uncapped players such as Boan Venter, Marnus van der Merwe, possibly Neatling Frashier. Liverpool will permanently retire the number 20 shirt in honour of Diogo Jota, who tragically died alongside his brother Andre Silva in a car accident in Spain on the 3rd of July. It marks the first time in the club's 133-year history that a player's number has been retired. And I know, there was a fair bit of wizardry yesterday as Belgium became the first European country to win the Quidditch World Cup. The sport officially known as quadball is originally inspired by the game played by Harry Potter and his schoolmates in the famed books by J.K. Rowling, but instead of magical broomstick, quadball involves players running around with sticks between their legs and trying to throw balls through hoops. This year, 31 teams from Latin America to Africa to Vietnam competed in Belgium for the title of world champions in the sixth edition, I can't believe it, of the tournament, and Belgium beat Germany in the final by 170-90 in front of around 2,000 spectators at a local football stadium.
What stage cut off though?
Is it for adults? You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Adults do
it's
that.
Not going to be just children. It won't be. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there you go. There's the World Cup.
I'm asking because I don't know.
World
I'm
Cup
not
has
being
been
spicy.
Won.
Yellow. Oh, say like a spiel. Okay. Donkey.
Jacaranda FM plays more.